You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Buzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Show.
Hey there, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. fans. You know what time it is. You're on AfterBuzz TV. We're talking about episode 113, Tracks. I am Matt Lieberman. Joining me on the panel, as always, we have the fantastic and talented Miss Megan Salinas.
Hey, guys.
Fantastic and talented Miss Kristen Carroll.
Hey, guys.
Unfortunately, our dear friend Joyce is not joining us this evening. Hopefully, she will be back very soon.
Yeah, she'll probably 2 weeks. She's out of town next week.
Okay, well, we wish her well.
Hi, Joyce. Come back soon. She's here in spirit.
Okay, well, enjoy your time in New York, Joyce. We love you. We miss you.
She's on a special ops mission. if I could talk.
I feel bad for Joyce because she doesn't get to recap this amazing episode. One of the very best that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has aired. And honestly, to me, if anyone was looking for like signs of not only an improvement in quality, but like that the show is capable of delivering some really stellar installments, this is the episode to show people. If there are doubters, if there are haters, if there are people who are like, man, I watched the pilot, screw that. No. Show them this episode and tell them to double back and watch the rest of it.
And show it to ABC for season two.
Yeah.
Push it.
Yeah. What did you guys think?
I agree with you. I think this is the best episode they've put out yet.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I like the different aspect to it. You know, I mean, we were talking earlier that other shows had done this as well.
This framing device where every act we get another person's side of the story.
But I really liked how they did it here because now we know a lot about all the different characters. So each story we're invested in. If they would have brought this in too soon, I would have been like, well, I miss Coulson, at certain parts. Or I miss May because those are my favorites.
The beginning of the episode before they started this structure, I really like that they really have come together as a team and they work really well as a team and they play off each other and all the dialogue feels spot on for when characters are interacting. Whether it's Simmons talking to Coulson or Sky talking to Fitz or May talking to Ward or any combination of those things, it all feels really natural and they work together so well. I feel like
we understand these pairings. We understand who these people are well enough and they're so well written that every time they speak, it is the person that we know as fans. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel out of place. It doesn't feel like, you know, like someone's writing a script. It feels like we're watching these events unfold with people we care about.
And I think it's cool, too, kind of for this episode in particular, we had a bunch of teases about what was going on that, you know, who Mike Peterson was going to be. So you're kind of watching like, okay, is he going to show up this one or that one? Stan Lee's here. You know, you've got you on your toes just before you even begin because you're waiting for these moments like, okay, are they going to show this? I mean, like, you know, are they going to tell Skye's an alien or whatever she is, you know.
And this one hit, like, all the emotional notes, too. It was funny. It was action-packed. It was emotional. There were a couple parts that were shocking. And some of the best laughs came from people who you wouldn't expect. Like, I would not have expected Phil and Ward trying to work the little holodeck thing.
Right, to be so funny. Oh, my God, I love that moment. I love when Phil swipes it and then it just becomes this just blobbed mess.
I like Phil, but I guess he went to the jock school.
Yeah.
They were both jock graduates.
They put it to rest because he seems like, you know, not as jock-esque.
But he still couldn't find the power button. And you saw, I loved how Ward was so proud of himself that he had
found it.
He's like, oh, it was right there.
Yeah,
it was I got it.
Yeah. Whatever.
Why do we even need them? I've got it.
So the setup for this lovely episode is that Ian Quinn, industrialist, total douche, and in league with the clairvoyant, has gotten this new technology from Cybertech Systems and it is being delivered via train to him in Italy imminently. And the team leaps into action to try to intercept this tech and catch Ian at his evil game. So at first I'm like, oh man, so okay, so we're doing the train job from Firefly all over again. But then it turns into not that at all. May's out on top of the train looking with her thermal vision goggles. Everyone's in their places, and then all of a sudden comms go out and things go to hell. And, you know, Phil runs back to the dining car and it's completely empty. The package is gone. You know, we've got cars missing. The door's open in the back. Ward runs in wearing a disguise. He's like, we're blown, we're blown. They jump off the train and suddenly we have this amazing disappearing train grenade, which turns out, of course, to be a time displacement grenade.
Yeah.
You know, they freeze and then suddenly they wake up and they feel that time has not moved at all.
Well, what they did, it was a dendrotoxin.
Dendrotoxin, just like the
same stuff as the night-night gun.
Night-night gun. Yeah. Well,
they've made it airborne now.
It's super advanced. Super advanced night-night grenades. We can call them sleepy time grenades.
Oh, like the dwarfs.
Exactly.
I like this. I like this, Matt. Keeping the ABC, you know.
Yeah.
Disney family.
I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of everything that's happening here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, even before that, we get some nice little bits. I loved Simmons had done this extreme preparation for her role going undercover. I loved how pissed off May was that they were going undercover because that's not her style at all.
Can we applaud May? I thought she looked hot. I
mean, she
came in there. I was like,
totally hot.
She was really hot in this episode.
Yeah. As I was watching this episode, Marissa Serafini, who's one of our amazing engineers and hosts here, she's like, you know, like Ming-Na Wen is in her like 40s and she looks amazing. I would kill to look that amazing in my 40s.
Actually 50, isn't she?
She's like close to her 50s.
Yeah. No way.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. I want to be like her when I grow up. One day.
Megan, you will. We promise. You have to work really hard, but you will.
And be a Disney princess. Well, yeah. Mulan wasn't really a princess, but
I got Mulan on a quiz once.
There you go. You're already halfway there.
That's basically it. That's all you need.
It's all the qualifications.
So we got them. We got Fitz and Sky getting paired together, much I think to Fitz's enjoyment. You know, I we don't see enough of these two alone together, and this was the first time that I got an inkling that like if they got paired up, this could work. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because we saw him sort of show a little interest a couple episodes earlier that something went, I forgot exactly what it was, but it did show.
But he got shot down immediately.
Yeah, but he thought, you know, you think he got friend-zoned, but that was actually, she kind of opened up her eyes a little bit, so he's a little bit more fit.
You know, hey, he's not just the gadget guy. He can do stuff with his bare hands. Mm-hmm. Meow.
Sky's and he's officially single now, too, which she wasn't at the beginning.
It's true.
Probably why she shot him down.
And he does a really good American accent.
Yeah, he does a great American accent. Well, you have to imagine Ian de Kestecker, before he got this show, was out here auditioning for pilots where he wasn't playing Brits. So I'm sure he trained himself very well.
Well, they can always, I feel like they're way better at getting American accents down than we are getting any sort of accent as Americans.
Well, it's all about tucking away whatever accent you
got. You know
what
I'm saying, laddie?
Making everything sound kind of flat. Making everything just sound flat and kind of gross, and it sounds like how we sound.
I don't know what that was. I enjoyed
it. Was that Southern?
It's not any particular dialect. It's just a flat American accent.
But as we found out, you know, a couple weeks ago, you can do a great Schwarzenegger.
It's Southern and Brooklyn kind of
meshed. As long as I'm winterizing my pipes. I miss the white Christmas. I did that on another show literally yesterday.
You just carry that around with you.
Yeah, I'm leaning on the freeze quotes a bit too much. Okay, so after they, the two of them get, you know, completely bonkers, we go to commercial, we come back, and suddenly we're seeing Ward's side of the story. You know, he's posing as this conductor, he's got, May posing as his wife. She lets him know that she already told Coulson about the two of them, when he's talking about, you know, is this getting kind of personal? And she's like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, Coulson and Sky, you know, they're taking these missions very personally. And she's like, oh yeah, Also, Coulson knows that we're banging. Bye.
Yeah, he took it okay when I told him. He's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I liked it. Okay. This is going to sound bad, but I like the fact that he was kind of changing. So it was almost like he was exposed when she said that.
He was vulnerable.
Yes, he's very vulnerable in that moment. And he had a shirt off, so it was okay.
I concur.
We all concur. We're in agreement. It's okay. Anytime that Agent Ward has his shirt off, he's exposed, he's vulnerable, and it just makes him that much sexier.
I like to think that was part of the symbolism.
Sure.
As a girl, I'm okay with it.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Okay. As a man, I accept it, and I move on. So, yeah, he's trying to fight his way to the back. He finds out what's going on. He fights with some cyber tech cronies, this very beautiful woman speaking Italian, trying to get him to move her package into her room.
Sure, it was hers?
Not going to sit on that. I'll let it linger.
Can't trust women.
Yeah.
Be trifling.
Yeah. Y'all be trifling, okay? Getting us into fight scenes, making us jump off of trains.
And it was actually a really great moment when he's getting ready to punch her, and he hesitates.
Yeah.
And he's like, should I be doing this?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I have to.
He's still a gentleman.
No. But he's going for the face. He's like, no, she's so pretty. Stomach.
Yeah. Don't touch the face.
Yeah, don't touch the moneymaker. So, yeah, he knocks her out. Jumps off the train, they get hit with the grenade, and then they run back to the bus and they get information. They contact the head of cybertech, or not the head of cybertech, like head of Italian FBI or whatever the version of FBI they have there.
Signore Russo.
Yeah.
Oh, can I just say I really like the little callback when they, think the train had disappeared and they were talking about the different ways it could have gone. Coulson goes, I just really don't want to deal with Asgard right now.
Yeah.
Well, because I was thinking originally, maybe that's something, we know Sif is going to show up in an eventual episode. I was like, is this leading towards that? So I'm like watching for all these different things that I know.
Yeah, for a second, I thought it might have been like the one episode where that girl was being haunted, where that bit of technology was causing this guy to go back and forth between dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
For a second, I thought maybe they had perfected that in some way. But no, they were just taking a nap.
Nope.
Well, May was doing all the work.
Taking a nap while May did all the work sounds like
marriage. She even got a car ready for them and everything.
Yeah, she got it all ready. Not suspicious, serendipitous.
Yeah.
It's great that it's here. They stole her car and they got back to the bus just in time for May to totally murder that dude that was going to kill them, played by the guy who played Chloe O'Brien's husband on 24. I don't know his name. I just know he played Morris, Chloe O'Brien's ex-husband on 24. So May saves him. Turns out what she was doing back on the train, she was on top of it when that message came on, realized, saw the folks starting to scramble, wondered what was going on, started getting shot at, jumps off the train, and, runs up to our two heroes just in time to see them frozen. We figure out what this grenade is, and she's off and running trying to figure this out and catch up to this train, but she gets captured. Oh, snap. We don't want that to happen. So, of course, fight scene. She gets out of it. Great. She's super pissed, and she is wet.
What was kind of interesting for her to be tortured. I'm surprised they went that route. And it did show the difference, as you were saying earlier, with Ward hesitating to punch the girl. I mean, obviously, this Signore Russo had no problem punching her and had her, strung up and everything like that. She had a bunch of marks on her face, and then he stabbed her.
Yeah.
He stabbed her, and she's
so BA. And
it's
just what she needed.
She's so BA.
Who leaves the knife in, though? I mean, come on. Take that out. You might need it. You don't know.
Nope.
Even worse, why give her a knife? If you know anything about Agent Melinda May, you know that was a terrible idea.
Because he's a huge dummy.
You keep your distance and you, shoot or something. I'm not saying to shoot May because you shouldn't.
No, honestly, if he were a smart bad guy in this situation, he would have just shot and walked away. Never would have had to go near her.
Yeah.
But because he's an idiot and because Melinda May is so badass, she takes the knife and chops herself down and then proceeds. I love how when the Signore Russo called Agent Coulson, he's like, most of my men are dead. And then we see May, and we're like, okay, that's why most of his men are dead.
Mm-hmm.
He kidnapped their own cavalry.
Yeah. I also love the moment. So when Coulson and Ward are alone, Ward makes it known to Coulson he's not happy that Melinda shared this information with him. And Coulson's like, you really want to do this now? And Ward's like, yeah, I want to do it now because I am a jock and I need to take care of this now, bruh, because I got all this testosterone bubbling underneath me, bruh. Got to take care of it. And Coulson lays it down. He's like, you're operating against protocol. And the fact is, if you ever endanger anyone on my team or you ruin a single op, I will move you to the Arctic where we're holding the abomination
awesome.
From the Incredible Hulk. I loved that reference. Unfortunately, I don't remember the name that he used, but it's the abomination from the Incredible Hulk. And it was a very, very solid threat.
Basically threatened to send him to the wall.
Yeah. The Night's Watch. That's basically what it was.
I thought it was funny, too, when they were talking about it. And I feel like I could just picture, like, most of my guy friends saying something like this where he's like, well, you know, you're doing it on my bus. Well, we never did it on the bus.
Yeah.
Come
we just
on,
do it in
Coulson.
The hotel in the hotels that S.H.I.E.L.D. pays for. And I love Coulson's moment of like, if it really is just sex, Ward, you could just say the word.
Yeah, you don't have to
you
say
need to be
it.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
It does make sense, though, if it was. I mean, May.
May calls it sex.
Yeah. May was a little bit more business about it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also older and wiser.
Exactly. Ward is still, he's a young pup. He's not an old lioness. She's not old, but she's an older lioness.
She's an old soul.
Yeah.
She's seen a lot and she's been through a
lot. Exactly. She's not going to waste her time with someone who's, you know, going to be a child about it. Or so she thinks. Okay. Going to take a quick break, real quick, talk about iTunes. Folks, thank you so much for reaching out on the iTunes, on the YouTube, on the Twitter. Y'all rock. Go you. You're the greatest. Because here's the thing, folks. AfterBuzz TV, we put out over 60 hours of content a week. It's a crazy amount of free content that you can stream on all your devices. It's the kind of freedom that most people are not afforded in life, in death, in transit. The fact is, you can do whatever you want with our content, and we allow you to do it out of the goodness of our heart. Why do we do that? Because we love you. Duh. If you're watching this on YouTube and it looks like I'm not looking at you, it's only because I'm trying to pull up the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. After Buzz on iTunes so that I can give some shout outs to our wonderful fans who totally keep rocking it on the iTunes. Because here's the thing, folks. When you take the time, and it costs no money to do this, take a second and you rate and review our show, it means the world. Why does it mean the world? I'll tell you. The ratings on iTunes are based solely on three things: downloads, ratings, and comments. Ratings and comments mean the whole world because you can get 1,000, 1,000,000 downloads. But if there are no ratings and comments, it will not show up when people search for the show. So I highly recommend you go to the podcast, you hit a rating, you slap a review on the show because it will allow everyone to find our wonderful show. It will keep us searchable. It will make us the number one Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast on iTunes, the number one show on AfterBuzz TV. We want this so badly. I can taste it. You can do it. Marvel fans are the best fans. That's what I got to say. I'm pulling up these
But seriously, it makes our day if you guys comment. And we love, you know, talking to you guys on Twitter or on mostly YouTube for us. You know, it's a lot you know, easier for us to interact, especially like if you have specific comments for any of us hosts. We also love that. Or people send us articles, which is amazing.
People send us articles. Occasionally, people send us fan art or behind the scenes videos and things like that. So that is really cool, and it makes our day when we get to see something new like that.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna give some shout outs. Ash Marie XOXO. I love this podcast. I also love all your theories. Some of them make me laugh, and some of them make me think. And that's the most important thing. JB97.9. What's up, JB97.9? Fun podcast, great host, 5 stars. Do you know how long it took him to make that message? Less than 30 seconds.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Thank you.
And it's super, super helpful. Great by Pac-Man Player. Great podcast diving into S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Marvel Universe. Listen every week. The show helps you find stuff you missed and explain stuff that may go over your head. wonderful. Emmy Kent wrote a long one. I'm going to read it. The title.
You have to do it in an accent, though.
The title. Excellent. I found this accidentally. It's misspelled. But we still love you. And listened to the Seed podcast first. It was pretty awesome. Y'all did a fantastic job discussing the episode. My accent will migrate at least... My accent will migrate at least three more times.
It was British, yeah. Australian. And
discussing
I
the
sure.
episode. I love listening to all your speculations. One thing, though. You were wondering why Skye would be upset knowing her past. It's just not the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents that died trying to protect her. It's an entire village trying to protect her, too. So I figured other than worrying about her being some weird 084, just the thought of so many people sacrificing themselves to protect her must have freaked her out, too.
I think we have a beetle with us.
It would have me. Just a thought. Anyway, after listening to this one, I just went back and listened to all the other ones, too. You guys are the best. Thanks. I'll be listening to this from now on as the episodes air. Jared D., Knight of Stars. Title, great. Message, great. That took less than 10 seconds to do, and it helped us infinitely. Fill My Crack says, amazing show. Keep up the good work. Skyward. All right.
Fill My Crack. That's awesome.
Yeah. Fill My Crack with a PH. You rule. You've commented on like three of my shows, dude. You rock. Love you. So much love for you. All right. So.
Oh, can I just say I looked up for part of that was I wanted to really remember what Mingna's age is. And she is. She just turned 50.
Just turned 50.
Amazing.
Wow.
How do I look about it?
Seriously. I feel bad being in my 20s, how I look right now.
Jesus. Well, okay.
I'm gonna get to the gym.
My dating habits have all been wrong. Find the old, in shape Asian women. Okay.
I don't think let's be honest, she's not looking for she's not looking for anybody. She'd be like, don't waste my time.
Listen, my time is precious. Just as precious as hers. I would not waste her time with any kind of trials or tribulations or trifles. I would respect her as a woman and as an actress.
And it wouldn't be against protocol.
It would not be against protocol because I am not a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent.
That we know of.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. Simmons, after being abandoned as the daughter of Coulson in that wonderful exchange.
That was a wonderful backstory.
Yeah. Well, oh, my God. His prostitutes, hello? Plural.
That whole thing brought in Mr. Stan Lee.
Yes, it did. With his two biddies.
I was kind of hoping he'd have a bigger role. I was expecting, you know, I know I was saying maybe like clairvoyant, but that was more of a hope than an actuality.
Look,
but I thought he might be more integrated into the story.
Stan Lee can't act. He can only be Stan Lee, which is an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. But we can't expect him to act in these episodes. You know, look, I love Stan Lee. He has given us so much wonderful pop culture. Mm-hmm. He's the godfather of Marvel Comics. We can never be too grateful to Stan Lee.
Oh, and he's awesome. Yeah. I got an autograph from him once. Yeah. He was amazing.
You know, his appearances are just going to be fun little bits for the fans. That's all it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm fine with that. I don't know if I can handle more than that from Stan Lee.
Totally worth it, though. That moment was awesome.
Yeah. Especially, just that whole, you know, with what was it? Something in your prostitutes.
Your prostitutes, prostitutes.
Oh,
plural,
you made time
really?
For your work and your prostitutes,
but not for mother. Yeah. Oh,
you should be ashamed of
yourself.
I mean, that
whole 5-minute scene right there was one of the funniest things the whole episode.
Yeah, I absolutely loved it. And then she comes into the comms area with Fitz and Skye, and is summarily knocked out with a sleepy time grenade.
What? That moment was actually really cool for her because she grabbed onto the guy and knocked them both out.
Yeah, she fought him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She took him down with that. Was, you know, kind of saving her friends.
Yeah, it was really impressive.
Yeah. And then Fitz and Skye have the nerve to leave her a night-night gun where she could do some damage with it. I mean, it is just a night-night gun, not a real gun. But still, she wakes up firing it everywhere like a crazy person.
I still thought it was weird they left her.
Well, if they were going to follow, they couldn't exactly carry her. Their choice was to either let the one opportunity that they see to find Quinn slip away or stay in the car and wait for backup that may or may not come for hours.
I know, but I just still, you know, here's somebody Fitz has been with forever. Like, I just feel like they're like, well, we're going to give her a gun, push her off to the side.
But
and
he's
then
on
we're
a
leave.
Date right now.
Well, it's true. He got a kiss on the cheek. So
yeah,
he's like,
he did.
Well, that and
6 month anniversary trip.
Yeah, what was with that story?
I intimidated him.
Yeah.
She had a backstory. Both her and Simmons must have been like practicing.
They were probably workshopping off of each other.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh yeah.
But you also have to keep in mind that at the during Ward's story, he was like, Coulson and Sky are taking this really personally. Like, he's got her on the warpath. So it's Sky, really, that's like, we've got to find Quinn. We've got to find him now. We can't let him get away again. So, again, it's understandable when you realize she has that mentality about it and that she is kind of on the warpath, mm-hmm. and she doesn't want anything to stop her right now, even though they
So if I leave you guys on a train, you'll understand. When you're black.
I'll understand.
Are you chasing down a multi-billion dollar evil guy?
When wouldn't
she, I mean, she is, you know, not necessarily in the way you think, but yeah.
I don't think I'd be mad. I'd be disappointed.
Look, all I know is anytime that I board a train with friends, I fully expect that if I black out, I will be abandoned. That's why I take care of myself on trains. This is just proper procedure.
I mean, she just saved them from a guy with a, like, grenade. And then just like, well, I'll just put her in the corner. She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
She got a night-night gun. You know, it's only got, like, 8 shots, but she'll be fine.
Probably. You know, assuming no other bad guys show up while we're gone.
Right.
I have to say, watching that, too, with Sky fighting the guy a little bit earlier, I'm really glad that Ward was teaching her stuff because Fitz still didn't see. They need to give him a few lessons as well.
He tried his best.
He did try, but I wish like Ward would also take him aside or you know, May, kind of teach him a few moves, because if they're going to go in the field as much as they are, you know, they really need to know.
He needs to fight people like they're trying to take his special sandwich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. No one takes my prosciutto and fresh mozzarella sandwich.
It's like Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah.
Saving the sandwich.
Exactly.
I get it.
It would be brilliant. Of course, Sky and Fitz, they run off and try to stop Ian Quinn all by their lonesome. Sky heads inside trying to infiltrate the whole operation, trying to figure out what's in the package. She goes down into the basement. She makes it all the way down there, and she finds a hyperbaric chamber with one Mike Peterson inside.
Could really fast to a point when they got to the place that Megan brought up is, man, they could run fast. Or I put in the thing, well, maybe they weren't driving very far. It's like California where we get in our car to go across the street.
Right.
It took 3
That's
hours.
But yeah, or Mike Peterson.
He's got secret, you know, fast shoes. He's Fitz. He's got technology.
That's true.
Fast shoes.
Maybe he's got like a skateboard a la, you know, Back
yeah,
to
he's
the
got
future.
A hoverboard.
That'd be
hoverboard.
Great. Here we go. Oh my gosh.
Megan is so excited.
Just okay. Made her night.
Yeah. All right. So
Mike Peterson.
Mike Peterson, who's all burnt up. Yay. He's missing half a leg, and he's super sad and PO'd. Ian Quinn sneaks up behind her, catches her by surprise, takes her night-night gun, opens up the hyperbaric chamber. Mike isn't saying a word. He's sullen, and he's angry, and he's getting messages from the clairvoyant, who, can we just say, is the clairvoyant the person who's typing in the messages into those electronic eyes? Because he gets his orders from the clairvoyant.
I guess it would be the clairvoyant or somebody who works for the clairvoyant, possibly. Mm-hmm.
Like we saw with the earlier episode where it was that one of their other agents.
Right, with Aquila, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he's there. His orders are to kill someone. It's not Sky. Or is it Phil? Is it Ward? Is it May? Is it a diplomat? Is it a scientist? What are we thinking?
I'm thinking it's not anybody from... I don't think it's from anybody in our team because...
He says not to engage
SHIELD. Yeah, do not engage SHIELD.
Yeah.
So I don't think that he's taking anybody down from SHIELD specifically, or at least nobody in our main cast. I think it would be somebody probably more like a diplomat or somebody influential or possibly even someone like Tony Stark, who isn't formally important like in the government or anything, but is a vigilante, somebody who makes a difference to a lot of people and somebody who's rich and powerful. So maybe something like that.
Do you think it would possibly otherwise be somebody, again, you know, Sif is coming up and the, somebody else from Asgard, if it would be somebody out of this world even?
It's entirely possible, you know.
Or maybe it is S.H.I.E.L.D., but it's somebody higher up in S.H.I.E.L.D. Like Victoria, maybe his mission.
Hand, fingers crossed.
maybe it's Mike's mission or Deathlok's mission now.
Deathlok version 5.01. If you look at his circuitry on his leg, which I'm like, how many Deathlok versions did they have before? I guess four.
Probably. <Yeah. laughs> Probably
five.
Four or five-ish.
Where did they go?
0.0.
Maybe 4.5.
Yeah. You know, why give...
No, pun intended.
Yeah. I just found that so funny. I'm like, oh, they've been working on this, you know, one-legged assassin thing for years, and finally they have the guy, you know. So Deathlok, you know, he's an assassin and a villain from the Marvel Comics. You know, Mike Peterson, obviously not the original person who was Deathlok in the comics, but they found a way to bring him in. I like the way that they're tying the Marvel Universe into this show, you know, with respect to canon, but at the same time doing their own thing.
I agree.
Very much so. And it's all coming together seamlessly. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Deathlok, he's got his power leg. He's still got burn marks on his face, which I assume will eventually be covered by metal. And like heads up display in HUD, in his eye. Yeah, the only person who knows that he's on the warpath is the one person who's been shot twice. Our dear Sky, shot twice, once in the stomach, once in the back. Holy F! What are we gonna do?
Well, she's alive, or she'll survive this.
Right. Only if we can find a cure next week.
I think it'll be interesting with the cure because, yeah, if she's of unknown origin, maybe what would work normally isn't going to work. So I'm going to be interested to see how – and Simmons is going to get it done. I mean, you know, she's emotionally attached to it. It's her mission to fix things anyways. So I just – and I think that'll
be honestly, it would break her. It would break her to lose a friend, you know.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
It wasn't like when you watch, you know, a Game of Thrones or Walking Dead where you're like, this person is dead. It's a main character. Well, it was just like she's filming right now.
The way I see it, I'm like, well, if they can't figure out how to save her, they'll just bring her back the way they brought Coulson back. Right?
No.
Just call Nick Fury.
Yeah, just call Fury. Get him on the phone.
I don't know. Would Coulson wish that upon anybody?
No, but... Sky's his
They'll
protege.
Just shoot him with that gun, and when he wakes up, she'll be awake. Hey, Coulson.
Yeah, sleepy time
grenade.
I went
to Tahiti. Oh my gosh!
It was the
most
amazing trip. It's a magical, magical place. And he'd be like, "Yeah, yeah." No good. Okay. Any other closing thoughts from this episode before we head into predictions?
No, when she got shot, I was expecting actually that she was that it was going to come out that she was a gifted and that she would somehow heal herself by the end of the episode. So I was kind of shocked when, you know, by the end of it, when everything wasn't said okay. I was just like, oh dear.
Yeah.
I thought so too. Part of it was we were going to find out, like, you know, the bullet dropped to the floor and she'd heal. I mean, not quite
like
that.
Like it'd be a Wolverine
I mean.
Moment where, you know, she just gets up and she's fine and she's like, I'm okay. Let's go, bub.
I like that it was a big shocker. I didn't imagine that she'd ever get shot in this show.
That, and you know, Ian Quinn's a total D-bag, but I, again, like to just not even bother monologuing, just point blank just shot her.
Yeah.
Well, afterwards he said, I have my orders too. Do you think that was something the clairvoyant had told him to do, or he was just saying that you know?
I think his orders were to get captured, and I think that he took her down with him because he's a dick. That's what I think.
It's entirely possible.
Or his mission was to distract S.H.I.E.L.D. for like the next 48 hours while the clairvoyant carries out something else.
Well, because if the clairvoyant gave him orders, that means the clairvoyant can see through his eyes, too. And now he's on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what might have happened is, according to Quinn, the clairvoyant told him that Skye would be coming. Maybe he was supposed to shoot her so that in trying to find a cure, Coulson would eventually end up with, like, where the clairvoyant is at, and the clairvoyant, whoever he or she is, would be able to use the cure as leverage.
Oh, man.
Be like, give me what I want, and I'll give you the cure.
But what does he want?
I don't know.
But he still has an interest, or clairvoyant could be a she, I guess. No, they said he.
They said he, I feel like, but, you know, that doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, they could just be saying that.
Doesn't prove anything.
But, you know, the clairvoyant has an interest in Coulson, even though they kind of understand now how he was brought back. That whole fact, I think there's still a fascination with him.
Absolutely.
So, well, I think you could be right. It could be a ploy to just get Coulson, knowing that, you know, Skye is close to him, that's the way to do it.
Well, we've 9 episodes left in the season, so still a fair bit of time to spin out some plot, but we're over the hump, people. We have less than half a season left. I'm dying to see what they do with it. Let's go to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I predict a big star named Bill Paxton
Boom!
Will be on next week.
I was bummed at the lack of mustache.
I can see it.
At the lack of mustache in the promos, I thought that he was going to have a mustache and be chomping a cigar. But I'm excited to have him. I know we have him for 4 episodes. He's a great screen presence. He's going to really lend something to the proceedings. Megan?
I'm going to go with what I said before. I'm thinking that maybe if not the clairvoyant, that someone is going to try to use the cure for Skye as leverage to get something from Agent Coulson. That's my prediction.
I'm going to say that Mike Peterson is going to be killing someone related to Skye. If her parents are still alive, if there's someone connected to the case, I'm going to say that that's the person he's supposed to kill. And it's sad that he can't see his son. That's all he wants. Yeah.
Just wants to be a good dad.
He just wants to be a good dad.
And it's terrible because in the first episode, he's like, this is an origin story. It's like, yes, it was, but not for what you wanted.
Oh, sweet pea.
Yeah. And I'm just interested to see, you know, more of the guest stars coming up.
Great. I'm really excited about that.
Asgard.
We got Jamie Alexander coming up.
And the other character that's also with Sif, I can't think of the name right now, but
it's one of Thor's villains, right?
Yes. So I'll be interested to see if they get picked up for a season 2, if maybe because she's coming on a little bit in a couple of, you know, in about a month, I think it was.
Yeah.
Or at the end of the month.
Then maybe she'll come back.
Yeah. Or that'll be something reoccurring as well. I hope we haven't seen the last of, you know, Dr. Franklin Hall or Blizzard, because they set those up too, and now they're just
Just sitting
in S.H.I.E.L.D.
at a S.H.I.E.L.D. compound.
I imagine we'll be visiting that vault before the end of the season. Don't you fret. Okay.
Good.
Megan Salinas, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at TheMenguin. That's TheMenguin. I also do the Almost Human podcast, and I just finished the Sherlock podcast, so you can still listen to that.
All right, Kristen Carroll.
You can find me on Twitter, KristenCarroll13, and Walking Dead is back this Sunday, so I will be back on that.
Okay, and you can find me on Twitter at Matt Lieberman. That's MattLieberman. You can also find me here on AfterBuzz TV on The Almost Human Show, The Cougar Town Show, Justified, Banshee, Helix, and Lost Girl. Just wrapped up Sherlock with Megan Salinas. Definitely check that out. Lots more to come, lots more to announce. So happy that y'all are here. And I love you. Be well.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.